This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
Now, we're doing this little project this week, Brownie. It's what we're calling the Snag Flag. We wanted to recreate one Aussie icon for Australia Day from scratch to celebrate. And what we're doing is we're going to make the Australian flag, but out of sausages and meat.
In different, like, yeah, different kinds of meat, yeah.
A giant meat tray.
Correct, yes. And we'll be giving away towards the end of the week as well, which will be fantastic. Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to prepare anything for your Australia Day barbecue.
It's all there. It's
all good to go. That's right. And then some.
What we want to do is the fantasy barbecue this morning. You know the old fantasy dinner
party?
Party.
That's right, yeah, where you can invite whoever it is, whether they're living, whether they're passed on,
yeah,
whether they're current, whether people don't know who they are.
Whoever.
Correct.
But we want to do that with a barbecue this morning. So who would you invite to your fantasy barbecue?
You know what? I've only had enough time to think about a couple of people so far.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Pauline Hanson. Is one person.
Okay.
You know,
well,
what?
That's debatable.
Okay, good point there. I don't know. There's just something about her. Like, I feel like we clash, and you can't have a typical Aussie barbecue without clashing with someone, whether it's your dad and your uncle having a bit of a bickering fight, or even you and your siblings, you know. It always happens.
That's a good one.
You
like that.
Have that. And the other thing is, you know, you need a great Aussie band to play in your backyard on Australia Day. Grinspoon. When I think of Aussie bands, I think of Grinspoon. Mainly because they were the very first band I ever saw live.
And because there's
Phil Jamieson's around the area today. And yeah, if you're listening, morning, Phil.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
He hates Grinspoon, but he's just saying that today.
No, I love Grinspoon, Chris. I was 17 years old when I saw my very first concert, which was Grinspoon. Thank you very much.
That's all right. That's okay. You're going to pump my gas up. I'm a little worried about how quickly the I love you yous were swapped
went
around.
Between, yeah, Gary and Matt there.
Yeah.
Maybe they said a bit too much often,
yeah,
you know, when they're in the kitchen. I love you for cooking this meal. It's great. I love you for judging it very good.
Maybe it's like one of those Band-Aid situations where you just want to do it and just get it out of the way and just...
Yes. Like, love you.
Love you. Go.
Yeah, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
See you on the set and make eye contact. Probably not. Not after you say I love you.
Oh, no. That'd be awkward, wouldn't it, after that? Like me looking into your eyes right now and saying, Chris, there's one thing I want to say to you.
Yes, Brownie.
Okay, have we got time to say it?
Yeah, go
all
for
right.
it.
Chris, I love you.
I can't say it.
No, you can't. I kind of regret saying it now.
Okay, no. Give me a second.
Okay.
I?
Yeah.
I tolerate you. Scott Munro joins us now on the line from Farm Fresh Meats. Morning, Scott. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Now, Scott, you've agreed to come on board and help us with our snag flag. You're going to help us make a gigantic Australian flag made out of meat. Is that right?
I can't wait. I've been doing a little bit of research, and I've got the product all ready to go. I did a bit of design work last night with my 12-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
She's a pretty good little... arty sort of person, so well, she's the girl to get in with it. So,
how big do you think it's going to be in the end?
It's going to be as big as the proper sized Australian flag.
Oh, wow. Nice, fantastic. So lots of different types of meat for people to enjoy?
Oh, yeah, no, I think it'll be well received by whoever wins it.
Now, it's going to be big, it's going to be heavy. Would this flag have the ability to kill someone if it fell on them?
No. I think it would break the bits first.
Thank goodness.
I think the person would wriggle out of it.
Hello, Sarah speaking.
Oh, hello, Sarah speaking. It's Chris speaking from the radio station. How are you?
Oh, no, I've been missing. I'm really good. I've been jumping around on the Elysium by myself.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I tell you what. We couldn't ring you earlier because the phone lines absolutely melted down. It was insane.
I know. I was like, damn it, too many people. I'm not going to win.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, but we're giving it to you. Snag Flag is all yours. So $500 worth of meat. How are you going to use it? You're going to use it this weekend?
I am. My whole family, aunties and uncles, cousins, there's a heap of us going up to Wangala for the weekend. So there'll be like 30 people there.
Wow.
So I've told Mum, I was like, optimism. Powerful words. I was like, don't buy the meat just yet because I'm going to win a snag.
Congratulations. Have a fun weekend with it, okay?
No worries. Thank you very much.
Hey, we're talking about being lazy because, Branny, you're going through a bit of a lazy phase this weekend.
Correct. Instead of driving all the way to Sydney Airport to catch a flight, I'm actually flying on my very first Rex flight from Orange. I just realised that it's 4 hours of my life one way and then 4 hours back, and I am just tired of doing the drive. You know, I've done it that many times now, and it just bores me because it's nothing but me on the road by myself listening to music. Which it would be great in some cases, but not for 4 hours.
You hate your own company.
I hate my own company. I really do. You know, you sit in a room with yourself and you really realise how much you hate that person. So I'm being very lazy.
Take the mirror out of the room.
I don't exactly look in it all the time. So being a bit lazy, I'm catching a flight from Orange to Sydney.
We're asking today, finish this sentence. I'm so lazy that I... whatever.
Can't finish my own sentence.
Can't finish my own sentence. Can't be bothered driving to Sydney.
Don't want to comb my hair this morning.
So lazy that I don't... You're making fun of my hair.
I'm not making fun of your hair. I'm just making a statement. It's normally combed.
You're lucky. I rolled it in glitter for everyone. Hooray. So that's as close as it's getting. And that's exactly how it looks and sounds. Now, who do we have? We've got Sam. Samuel. All right, mate. Finish the sentence for us. On 13, 12, 16, I'm so lazy that...
when I need to go out and pee, I would rather go out the back door than walk to the toilet.
Oh, no. So you use the untraditional position for it, do you?
Yeah, bloody hell.
Seems like the easy option as well, and that way you're not wasting water.
Exactly. Environmentally friendly, isn't it?
Do you get in trouble?
Sometimes I do. Just depends who's over, eh?
Yeah, it depends on who's in random sight of where you're at that moment.
You need to make sure that the neighbours can't see as well.
You'd say that. It all looks the same. Everybody's seen it, eh?
Well, I don't know about what you're doing, but all right. Well, thank you very much for that this morning, mate. And you have a good day, okay?
No worries, you too.
Thank you, and thank you, Sam, for our catchphrase, everyone's seen it.
Yes. So I don't think that one will catch on, though.
Poor old Sam. Done, buddy.
I understand where he's coming from as well. Sometimes the toilet is just so far up the other end of the house, it just works out convenient to go outside.
Don't even start.
Well, look, if you're on a property as well, on a big farm, there you go, perfectly. Just walk outside, go to use a bush.
It also makes clear what your secret Santa present was, you know, how it was perfect for you, the bedpan that
you
that
just we got roll you. Over convenience.
It's terrible. That's shocking. That really is. And I pity the people on the Rex flight with you this weekend.
I'll do my best to be nice. Are there toilets on the flight?
Oh, well, then you're going to find out, buddy.
I don't know. Should I go beforehand?
Excuse me, pilot. Can we pull over?
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.